Well, the wait is finally over.
The time has come to select one courageous young man and woman for the honor of representing District 12 in the 74th annual Hunger Games.
The highly anticipated film The Hunger Games is in theaters today. It's based on the first book of author Suzanne Collins' trilogy, aimed at young adults. Of course, the bestsellers have already caught fire with readers of all ages. The story is set in post-apocalyptic North America, where the government squashed a revolution and has continued to flaunt its power with an extreme and violent tradition.
And so it was decreed that each year, the 12 districts of Pan Am shall offer up in tribute one young man and woman between the ages of 12 and 18 to be trained in the art of survival and to be prepared to fight to the death.
Joining us from our studios in New York, the star of the film, Jennifer Lawrence, and also Hunger Games director Gary Ross. Welcome to you both.
Thank you.
Have you two been busy?
Just a little bit.
So let me ask you, I've heard that both of you were fans of these books before there was any talk of either of you being involved in the movies. Gary, how did you come across them?
My kids were huge fans of the books. They both read it about the time it came out. I saw my daughter literally disappear into the pages, you know, look up with a stunned expression on her face and disappear again into them. So I think I started reading like 10 o'clock one night and closed the cover at 1 and knew I wanted to do the movie. I mean, it was really that instant.
And Jennifer, how did you come across the books?
My mom was reading them in her book club. She recommended them to me, and then I read all three of them in 4 days and did the same as Gary's daughter, disappeared into them with a couple of shocked looks on my face.
What shocked you?
That it could be exciting, but I loved how powerful the message was for our generation. I loved this kind of story not being spoon-fed to anybody, this very sophisticated young adult story with a very large, powerful message.
And speaking of that sophisticated young adult, I mean, clearly the key to this movie was casting the right Katniss Everdeen. I mean, the whole story is centered around her fight for survival. And what draws you to the character?
She's not a hero. She's not a James Bond or Laura Croft that's done this a million times and she has all the tools and knows how to do it and we're just going to watch her win. There's never really a point in the games where she thinks she won't die. She's just trying to survive for her family and then becomes this Joan of Arc by starting to fight for her people.
Jennifer Lawrence, when you think about the young women who are going to be in these audiences, what do you want them to take from this character?
I think the most important message that this movie has and what Katniss has is how powerful one person can be and the power that we have as the people. Because we're always being, you know, whatever we're being manipulated by, if it's reality television, the news, a president, and also On a simpler note, she's just a girl who's standing up for what's right when something's wrong, when it's hard, and when it's scary.
This is an incredibly physical movie. I mean, you are running, tripping in the woods, you're killing people, knives are flying. How did you prepare for all this?
Lots of training. I had running and then free running, like parkour, agility training, combat, climbing.
Wow.
Archery.
This is all before the filming started?
Yes. And then yoga.
I'm going to put you both on the spot. Craziest moment of doing this project?
We were you gave about Josh a concussion.
I did just give Josh a concussion.
And remind us who Josh is.
Hutcherson. Who plays Peter.
We were shadow boxing, and then I kicked towards his head and then got a little carried away and actually kicked his head.
And did you feel bad, or was that like a,
yes,
I got this Katniss character
down? Yeah, no, then I knocked him out cold and walked away, stepped over his body.
She did not feel as bad as he did, though.
No, I did. I felt worse. The best part was him holding an ice pack up to his head and rubbing my back, telling me it was all going to be okay while I cried. And then when Gary came in and said that he couldn't work because he had a concussion, and then I started bawling in the makeup trailer. Right.
Well, where was this all happening? Where did you film this?
We were in the woods in Asheville, North Carolina. So, I mean, I'm only half joking. It's like Apocalypse Now. I mean, we hiked into the location every day. It was an hour into the woods and an hour out. It poured rain every couple of days with, you know, torrential downpours.
Every couple of days, 4 hours every day.
Yeah, I mean, you know, which would impede the shooting and stuff. But, yeah, there were mud flows and hornets and bears and we're hanging up in trees. And, there were no trailers. We're sitting on tree stumps. So, you know, it was always funny that I would see Jennifer walk around with a bow as kind of this amazing kick-ass heroine. And then when there was a bug next to her, and by the way, we're in the woods, so there are always...
I'm terrified of spiders.
There are always bugs
I'm
next to her.
And would Jennifer, you scream? I mean, even though you're tough Katniss, I mean, you're screaming when a bug comes.
They used to lie to me and tell me that they de-spidered the tree before I climbed it.
Well, Jennifer, you, I understand you said that your mom recommended Hunger Games to you. And what does she think of you as Katniss?
No, she loves it. I mean, she was, you know, I spoke to her at the beginning when I got offered the part and then took a few days to think about it. And, you know, at first she was just kind of in mom mode of what's best for me as a person. And then she was like, well, I don't know. Are you sure of something this big? What's it going to be like?
What were the doubts? What if she had said, you know, that there could be a potential downside to something like this? What was it?
I was just worried about, you know, there's not a lot of decisions that you're faced with that will change your life forever and it'll never go back. You know, I was afraid nobody would ever be able to lose themselves in another character that I did, that it would always be, you know, Katniss is doing a period drama, Katniss is doing a... And then I realized that if I'm going to be known for any character, this is the most incredible character that I could ever, you know, I'd be honored.
Well, you have both already signed up for the rest of the trilogy. Is that right?
Well, no, I think Hilary Swank's doing the second one.
You're kidding.
No, Gary, is that sure. did she heard. Just break that news to you?
Yeah, what's up with that, sweetheart? I thought we were down for this whole thing. I mean, I like Hilary Swank. I'm a big fan.
Just, I know. I was just, that's why I thought I was.
No, it's just a bit of a surprise for me right now.
Snooki from the Jersey Shore.
I'm going to have to kind of make just, I'll adjust, but it's going to take a minute. I'm intending to do the next one. And so we're in the process of negotiating that with the studio right now.
And Jennifer, you're on board?
Yes.
Okay. Well, when do you both get started on number two, which is
it's
Catching
supposed
Fire,
to,
right?
That's the name of it? Yeah. I believe we start shooting in September, which means you start training tomorrow.
Yeah, I was just thinking that.
Which
I was like,
means,
September.
Which means
okay,
I probably
months.
Should start writing.
Can she walk at all in the second one?
Instead of running
no,
all the time?
Yeah, she never walks, this person.
Well, Gary, get to writing, and Jennifer, hit the gym. Jennifer Lawrence plays.
What's that supposed to mean?
Jennifer, well, you know, just start training for the next movie. Gary said it, not me. Don't listen to me. Listen to your director. It's Jennifer Lawrence. She plays Katniss Everdeen in The Hunger Games. Gary Ross directed the film, and it is in theaters today. Thank you both so much for talking about it with
Thank
us.
Thank you. This
Thank
was
you.
Really fun.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm David Greene.